this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings in music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s, yeah. and 40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you.
Totally not important at all.
No, and the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
He has other, what would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not
yes,
Dana.
Well, yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is, the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
It's in the 30s.
Oh, it is the 30s. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so, I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and How's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Lank. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Lank, as a matter of fact. I thought that Lank should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Lank, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Totally. Well, that guy isn't married yet, so who is she going after?
Not you.
What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving?
You know, I just don't know.
Right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right, have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
All right, give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. Well, Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
No.
Okay.
Which I am not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now, we have Lank, and you're struggling to try and get Polly, and Irene, you're trying to keep Bobby entertained, and Bobby moves on out to Nevada to try and close on this theater, and how does Bobby meet you, Polly?
He just kind of stumbles in, honestly, and she meets him, and he tries to woo her, essentially, and says how he's gonna save the theater, but she later finds out that he's from the bank, so she gets really mad at him, and tensions.
Yeah, well, I'd be mad at him if he came in and tried and take my business away. You weren't expecting that, right? He's over in New York. Took him a while to even get there.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
New poll out showing Donald Trump with a commanding lead among Republicans in California, the state with the largest single remaining source of delegates on the path to the party's nomination for president. The poll commissioned by Landslide Communications says when matched with his three other contenders, Trump wins the closed California primary with 38.3% of the vote, followed by Cruz, Kasich, and Rubio. There was a Democratic town hall in Ohio last night. Bernie Sanders not happy that Donald Trump is blasting Sanders supporters for disrupting Trump campaign events. Sanders saying his campaign never would condone violence.
Our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything.
Two separate terror attacks happened over the weekend, one in a busy square in the Turkish capital on Sunday, a car bomb blast taking 34 lives. Another 16 lost their lives in an attack on resort hotels in the Ivory Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin from Daybreak USA. Well, the winter may have been dry for you. Your hair may be a little brittle, and maybe you color your hair. Well, I've got great news for you. I told you last week one of my coworkers, Charlie, saw me in the hallway, and he said, hey, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic. I was kind of surprised, but hey, who doesn't want a compliment from a coworker who says your hair looks fantastic? All right, for those of us that color our hair, and a lot of us do, Ovation introduces their latest in color therapy treatment, the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Now, with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't want that? And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs if you purchase the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. The offer won't last long, and also, you know, you can get an introductory discount if you're a new Ovation hair care purchaser by selecting Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout. OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
The presidential candidates crisscross several states ahead of some big primaries tomorrow. Contests will be held in Ohio, in Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina. The big prizes for Republicans are winner-take-all contests in Florida, Ohio, and Missouri. Democrats have no winner-take-all states. Hillary Clinton supports limiting the use of the death penalty.
But a very limited use of it in cases where there has been horrific mass killings.
During a CNN town hall event in Ohio, the Democratic presidential candidate citing the Oklahoma City terrorist bombing as an example of a case where execution was the proper punishment. She was pressed on the death penalty by a man who spent 39 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. Heavy flooding continues throughout the South today. National Weather Service issuing flash flood warnings in Tennessee, Missouri, and Louisiana. The storm's causing six deaths so far and forcing thousands to evacuate their homes. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Kansas, North Carolina, Virginia, and Oregon, the number one seeds heading into the NCAA tournament. NCAA officials also looking into how the complete bracket for the tournament was leaked ahead of time. The tournament beginning tomorrow. Sunday's NASCAR Sprint Cup race was a battle to the finish. USA's Russ Jones was at the Phoenix International Raceway and filed this report.
Kevin Harvick edged Carl Edwards, winning the Good Sam 500 in the Arizona desert. Crossing the finish line first by only 0.01 seconds, it's the closest victory in the history of the track. Banging side by side to finish, Harvick captured his eighth win at the one-mile racetrack.
I don't think there's any real love lost between the two of us, so... you know, I knew that I was going to get hit, and I'm going to hit him, you know, just in the same type of manner, just for the fact that I don't want to spit him out, but you definitely want to rough him up, because that's not the guy that I want to lose to, and I know he doesn't want to lose to me.
Denny Hamlin finished third, while Kyle Busch finished fourth. From the Phoenix International Raceway, I'm Russ Jones.
Investigators look for the cause behind an Amtrak train derailment in Kansas this morning. The train heading from L.A. to Chicago. Reports from the scene say that five cars on their sides, 20 people in the hospital. Tattoos might be good for your health. Researchers at the University of Alabama say each time a person gets a tattoo, the body adjusts to the stress of getting inked. The scientists say this can lead to the immune system getting stronger. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com, Flemington area. It's about 45 degrees and a little drizzle outside right now. It's probably almost near the high, too, 45, 46 degrees, may hit 49. Let's see, tonight, a little drizzle, the chance of rain, low around 40. Tuesday, a little rain before the afternoon, otherwise cloudy, high in the upper 50s. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 9. Wednesday, slight chance of showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, high near 65. Chance of showers again Wednesday night. Otherwise cloudy, low in the 40s. And again, Thursday, slight chance of showers with highs near 60 degrees. Finishing up Thursday night, early, a little bit of rain still. Clearing up on Friday and Saturday. Perhaps more rain along the way by Sunday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I seen your picture, your name and lights above it. This is your big day.
Hi, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Your host, Bill Kinslow. I'm the chef here at Jake's in Flemington, New Jersey. Coming to you every Monday at this time, the station, 100inchamberradio.com, talking about food, celebrations, holidays, ideas, anything else that comes up. So, got an early taste of spring, at least here in the Northeast, and now we've got a little bit of water. A lot of the rest of the country's getting a lot of rain also. Get those reservoirs filled up for the summer. So, this week, big St. Patrick's Day is our thoughts for this week. Although today is National Potato Chip Day. And tomorrow, pear Belle Helene, classic dessert, poached pear, chocolate sauce. A lot of people use ice cream. We used to make a vanilla rice for that. I think that was more traditional. And artichoke hearts are celebrated this week. Poultry Day on the 19th and 20th, Ravioli Day. Of course, the 17th, corned beef and cabbage, green beer. I guess it's festive. Never felt the need for that. Especially if you enjoy Guinness. It's hard to really see the green in Guinness. It's already dark. And that would be the choice, I think, for the St. Pat's Day meal. So, this week, there are a lot of traditional corned beef and cabbage. And it's kind of an Americanized version of traditional Irish food. Would be bacon. I don't think the poor Irish couldn't really get much of the beef over there. I think they were stuck with other cuts of pork. So the Irish bacon, if you want to seek some out, it's a cured pork loin. Kind of looks like Canadian bacon, but Canadian bacon is smoked. The Irish bacon is not smoked. And I've done this. I've cured pork loins before. We had a show on doing that. Pork tenderloins, if you want something very easy to cure and quick. Pork bellies, make your own bacon if you want it cured and not smoked. But barring that, we look for the brisket. And like other foods that were brought to this country to become Americanized, think of even, say, General Tso's chicken, something like that, that started somewhere else and then was brought to this country. And, of course, changed, modified a little bit. But what happens is when people came here, they had their methods or their recipes, their favorite foods, and they just adapted to some of the new product that they found here or product that flourished here. Even though beef cattle were brought here, they flourished. And when people came from the other side and said, oh, we have all this beef here, don't need to use the pork. So the brisket, basically, like we cure bacon in a brine, salt and sugar, and you need the pink salt, the nitrites. Well, that originally for the salt, what they used to call salted beef, for the British, they would do it for, to preserve the meat days before refrigeration, and it turns the meat pink, and that was to kind of replicate a nice, fresh, pink beef roast. Of course, once you brine something and cook it for a long period of time, especially the brisket needs long cooking, of course, it's going to be gray. So the pink nitrites, two things it preserves, of course, kills bacteria, very important for back then. Now, with refrigeration, we don't really need that, but we like to do it for the flavor and the color. And I guess the other issue that comes up, if you have something that has nitrites in it and you burn it on the grill or char it too much, then it can cause other problems. But we like the corned beef. We like the brisket. You'll see maybe corned beef round out there from the leg, very, very lean. It's, I guess, if you want something lean for a sandwich, but for the meal, we're going to braise it or boil it anyway. And what happens in the brisket, the fat, I was at that Angus cutting, the butcher explained the fat in the brisket is a little different than the fat in other muscles. So some of it does melt away in cooking, but other, in the point part of the brisket, the thicker part, the it's coarser grained, and more of the fat stays in. And, of course, that's where flavor is. Now, since usually we're boiling this or braising it in a little liquid, we do ours in a slow cooker. Actually, you can cook them right in the cryovac bag. What we like to do is poke some holes in it, let some of the, you know, let the brine out. But as long as you can, in the low oven, 250, 275, it's not going to burn. And we kind of slide the seasonings in there and do them in a slow cooker. But barring that, of course, it is a nice one-pot meal to boil the brisket. Now, what you look for, of course, the whole brisket is 10 to 12 pounds around there, maybe more. There's two parts that... two muscles, and you can see the grain runs two different ways. The flat is the first cut. That's fairly lean. That's what most people use for sandwiches. That's what we use at the restaurant, is the first cut. And then there's the point, which has more fat, and that's what, if you think of the barbecue aficionados, like the burnt ends, that's the part that comes from. So they'll take the smoked brisket and then chop it and then smoke it, cook it even more. Of course, it's going to stay tender, there's enough fat content, but it caramelizes nicely, and that's kind of the treat, the burnt ends. So, look at barbecue, the popularity of it now, cross-country brisket's become, you know, a pretty cool cut of meat, and it's again, takes a lot of tender care, because it's a highly exercised cut from the front legs of animals, of course, feeding, walking, I mean, gets a lot of work, but also has a lot of flavor. You think even of delis, the classic brisket, just braised pot roast, for example, we would call that, and a lot of times use a chuck roast, but brisket's very nice for that, because the grain is very consistent, your slicing of it across the grain, of course, another way to make sure it's nice and tender, but it's fairly easy to carve rather than some muscles, some chuck roast, you don't know which way the grain is running. So anyway, we're going to continue on with this. We'll make our corned beef, but some other ideas too, some seafood. Ireland is an island surrounded by water. Why don't we think more of seafood when we think of Ireland? So we'll be back at Chef Bill's table after a couple of messages.
When you get home,
at Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill, talking about some Irish food, some ideas for St. Patrick's Day. So, yes, corned beef, traditional, very, and heck, we used to make that up north. That was, boiled dinner was one of the things we did regularly. Always had split pea soup and cornbread and boiled dinner. It's, again, nice one pot meal, tasty. Makes the house smell good. So we're going to take the brisket, and I guess the rule of thumb is about an hour per pound. So if you have a three-pound brisket, it might take close to 3 hours. I've found with the larger cuts, it's probably, it has to do, of course, with the thickness. So once your water comes to a boil, you don't want to boil it hard. You want to simmer it. Same, you want that temperature just with the bubbles breaking the surface there, right about that, just at the boiling point, not boiling, rolling boil. All you'll do there is just evaporate your liquid too quickly. But even for a whole brisket, about, we think about four and a half hours for a larger piece. And, of course, the temperature, you want to make sure your internal temperature is correct, but also you want to make sure that the meat is tender. And what I'll do is take a two-prong cook's fork and put it in, you know, probably towards the end of the, if you have a large piece, the point end, the thicker end, and I kind of give it a little twist. And if the fork twists easily, then the meat's nice and tender. You don't want to overcook it. What will happen then is it will shred. You'll have trouble slicing it. But if you don't cook it long enough, it'll be a little bit chewy. So there is kind of a little art to it besides your timing, your science. Now, what some people choose to do is cook the corned beef, take it out of the liquid, then add the vegetables. And at that point, the meat's resting. There's a little carryover cooking. And you trim the fat off and can make a glaze. And because the meat is salty, a nice, but a mustard glaze would go well. You could put a little bit of honey in that, or it could be simple, some white wine and mustard, maybe a little bit of butter, but just spread a glaze on there, and then put it back in the oven when the vegetables are done, just to give it a little bit of, a little caramel crust on it, then warm it back up and finish the cooking process. I actually saw one chef did it, the cabbage differently, caramelized the cabbage, just like you would caramelized sautéed onions to make a soup or to put on a steak. Did it with the cabbage, gave it a whole different flavor, and of course had presented his corned beef glazed on top of that with the other vegetables, some carrots and potatoes. So you have your brisket, and sometimes they come with a seasoning packet. Your pickling spice is basically what it is. So we like to put that in the liquid and maybe an onion. If you don't have the packet, you can find some pickling spice. Otherwise, a bay leaf, some mustard seed, maybe a few pepper flakes, a little bit of garlic if you like, some parsley, bay leaf, coriander, anything like that, pickling spice. So you have your meat simmering. Of course, the cabbage, we use the good old green cabbage there. We'll cut it into wedges. We don't leave the core in the middle of it so it holds together. Of course, another thought, if you want to go a little fancy, you could always do little Brussels sprouts and baby carrots and tiny potatoes if you want something a little petite, let's say, a little less rustic. But we like the rustic. We like large potatoes cut into large pieces, good chunks of carrots. And what you'll do is you want to make sure the cabbage gets cooked all the way also. It's like just like onions and things, garlic. And the raw state are totally different than the cooked state. Cooked softens the flavors, brings out changes the whole thing completely. I remember the first place I worked, the owner was an Irishman and back at the fireside. And one time it was a St. Patrick's Day, and we were rushing. We were getting a little behind it, trying to get the cabbage cooked to keep up with the demand. And apparently we served some that was not fully cooked, and he came raging into the kitchen. He was more upset about that than if we had messed up on New Year's Eve. There's no way you messed with the Irish dinner. And ever since then, I always make sure my cabbage is cooked all the way. Nice thing about the one pot, you've got your vegetables, you're simmering them. Of course, you want to simmer them in the broth that the corned beef cooked in because it's going to flavor everything. If you do them on the side, you kind of lose something there. So corned beef's resting. Keep it under some foil. It'll stay hot. Cabbage goes in first. And depending on the size of the potatoes and carrots, they can go in a little bit later. If you like some whole boiling onions, peeled boiling onions, they would be good in there. And that's pretty much it. If you feel the need for, a cabbage is kind of, I guess, that qualifies as a green vegetable. We like to make the mushy peas or have the pea soup. And I think one came from, our split pea soup kind of descended from the mushy peas over there. I think they're these marrow peas, something, a dried whole pea. And, of course, we make them now with the fresh English peas or frozen. Easiest, kind of an updated version of it. So either way, you want a little bit of green. Again, the pea soup is good. If you want to, instead of ham in there, take some of the if you've got a little bit of shredded corned beef or something that from the ends there, you can always drop some of that in there. Use a little bit of the corned beef broth to give it that flavor. Or if you make mushy peas, very easy, frozen peas. What I like to do, of course, boil them. Little salt. I throw some scallion in there, very mild onion, chopped up, the green and the white parts. And you'll cook the peas till they're done. You don't want them al dente. You don't want them overcooked. You want to keep the bright green color. So just till they're soft, we drain them. And then I like to use an immersion blender. That's the easiest way to do it, but you could do it also in a food processor. And simply a little whole butter. You may need a dash of cream, and we like to also throw a few sprigs of a few leaves of mint in there. Not overpowering. You want just a little background of mint there when you're pureeing the peas, and simply puree until nice and smooth, and then adjust your seasoning, your salt and pepper, and really is pretty delicious. And especially when they're first made, you've got that bright green. After a while, if you store them on the heat, they'll get a little bit of drab color to them. But really nice. Traditionally, I guess fish and chips we would serve those with instead of their American style. We use coleslaw, but we serve the mushy peas on St. Patrick's Day. So either pea soup or mushy peas would be another vegetable you could have with your corned beef. Now, again, when you're shopping for the corned beef, we told you the cuts, the flat or the point. Also, price usually follows quality, I think, and you want to try to look on the label, see how much what we call the pump, the added liquid that's happened to it. It could be 40%, could be even more. Just the brining process, of course, the liquid kind of travels into the meat. That's what we call a pump. It kind of pumps it up. So that moisture will flow out when you're cooking it. So be careful if you want to check the label and see if you can determine the percentage of the added liquid in there. Because otherwise you're just basically paying for water. Again, if you want, if the beef isn't your thing or the brisket, you want to do something yourself, either seek out the Irish bacon or cure a boneless pork loin. You want something lean. You don't have to smoke it, just brine it for, well, probably 2 days and then cook it slowly. Again, that would be fairly lean, but really tasty if you like pork instead of beef. Of course, the other traditional, we like to do the Irish bangers. We serve the traditional bangers and mash with an onion gravy, but also we do ale-battered bangers. And so basically it's a mild pork sausage already cooked. And we'll dip those in a little flour and into our ale batter that we use for fish and chips and fry them up. And, you know, it's kind of like a pig in a blanket, right? So instead of wrapping it in puff pastry or pie dough, you're coating it in batter. You get a nice coating of crisp fish and chip batter on the outside. Again, a little mustard. Good little appetizer if bangers, you know, that would be probably more lunch or even breakfasty item to use the sausages. Although we do offer them. Some people like them for dinner. It's good pub food. Mashed potatoes or smashed potatoes with a bunch of sausage. Traditionally, would I think you'd serve six of them. Do the on the plate like the marking off the numbers on a clock. It's kind of what it, we just kind of fan them out like that. That's traditional. You want to have an even number also, I think. But the bangers, again, very easy to cook. But ale battered, try that for a appetizer sometime. I know deep frying is kind of tough at home, but if you're into that sort of thing, it's a nice take on pig in a blanket. So when we come back after news, we'll talk about some seafood. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Dublin Lawyer, which is lobster. I mean, making a version of that. But there's salmon, there's mussels, there's all kinds of bounty that we could think of for seafood, either for a main course or for just part of your celebration. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A new poll out showing Donald Trump with a commanding lead among Republicans in California, the state with the largest single remaining source of delegates on the path to the party's nomination for president. The poll commissioned by Landslide Communications says when matched with his three other contenders, Trump wins the closed California primary with 38.3% of the vote, followed by Cruz, Kasich, and Rubio. There was a Democratic town hall in Ohio last night. Bernie Sanders not happy that Donald Trump is blasting Sanders supporters for disrupting Trump campaign events. Sanders saying his campaign never would condone violence.
Our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything.
Two separate terror attacks happened over the weekend, one in a busy square in the Turkish capital on Sunday, a car bomb blast taking 34 lives. Another 16 lost their lives in an attack on resort hotels in the Ivory Coast. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill going over St. Patrick's. Oh, I know I mentioned cornbread before. Soda bread, a lot of versions of that out there, too, sometimes. And I know we kind of get stuck with it. We used to make our own. We'd make it's like a big biscuit, right? Quick bread. Apparently the wheat, of course, they don't have the real high gluten or high protein wheat. The Irish had the softer wheat, so yeast-raised breads, of course, you need that structure in there. They weren't available. So you use a whole wheat is probably more realistic, softer wheat. And they used the soda as the leavening. That's what they call it, soda bread. And if you think of quick bread like cornbread, same thing. It uses the baking powder, which is baking soda, plus some kind of acid. You need acid and base to make the bubbles. So in soda bread, you use buttermilk, which is acidic, and so you only need baking soda as the base, and that gives you the rise. You have the soft flour. You don't want to over-knead it. You don't want this to be strong. This should be tender. Tender crumb. A little salt. Maybe a pinch of sugar if you like, but you see the caraway seeds and the raisins and things, and of course they are kind of tasty with the boiled dinner, but really not traditional. So they say we tend to do things a little bit differently here. So you'll find we end up using the baker's. It's kind of like a whole wheat bread with some currants or raisins in it. Again, it's not a bad product, but maybe just not as traditional. But you can find soda bread all over the place. But if you want to make it, it's not that difficult. It is a quick bread to make. And good for sopping up those juices from the corned beef or beef and Guinness, whatever you happen to be preparing that day. So the seafood, Dublin lawyer, making a version with lobster and monkfish, and oddly enough, kind of a slang term for monkfish is lawyer, because they are tenacious, voracious, whatever, devour things, you know, adding kind of a referring to the maybe a predatory nature of lawyers. It's kind of a slam against the lawyers, I guess. Well, people like to do that anyway, like to pick on the poor attorneys there. So anyway, but I thought the tie-in was interesting, and monkfish also is called poor man's lobster. To me, it doesn't taste like lobster, but it does have a texture like a soft, and it's nice medallions. Very and a good, at least for us in the Northeast, good local fish. So I tried it with the lobster tail and the monkfish, and you could also, shrimp is a common replacement or substitute for this. Or if you can get your hands on some Dublin Bay prawns, that'd be even better. So it's a very simple dish. Traditionally, you would take the lobster and steam it for a couple of minutes just so you can get the meat loosened up. Kind of like a thermidor. You take the tail meat out and slice it and crack the claws and knuckles, get the meat out. And you saute it. I just melted a little bit of unsalted whole butter. Not clarified. I don't want it really that hot. And I didn't use any flour. I just salt and pepper. I used the monkfish medallions. And as I say, even with the lobster tail, I steamed it for a couple of minutes just so I could get the tail out of the shell easily and have it cook, you know, in more of even pieces. If you're using lobster tails, of course, you could just take the raw lobster meat and dice it up. But I think it looks better when it's steamed a little bit. Nice, more even slices. And you're just going to saute the seafood for a couple of minutes. And we use Irish whiskey to deglaze the pan. I threw in a little bit of Dijon mustard and a shake of paprika. Just a little sweet pepper. Got color, flavor there. The Irish whiskey, flame it, let the flames subside, and then just add some good heavy cream. Now, if you think the seafood's cooking a little too quickly, you can always remove it and reduce your sauce. The sauce, I didn't do it very, very thick. It will reduce. You could, even if you want it thicker, another pat of whole butter wouldn't hurt. So you think of it, lobster, we usually dip in butter anyway. So you've got this nice seafood mixture. You could do lobster and shrimp if you want. I was thinking of even doing all three, lobster, monkfish, and shrimp. And it's a nice, quick, simple dish, not inexpensive by any means, but sometimes fewer ingredients, but very good ones. This would be even a nice first course if you wanted. If you still like your meats for St. Pat's Day, this might be a little treat to have in the beginning. Irish whiskey, of course, we use that. That's most of it's triple distilled, not really peaty like a Scotch, although there is a peated Irish whiskey out there. A very pure product, done in small stills with malted and unmalted barley. See, Irish whiskey and American whiskey, both spelled with the E, and Scotch whiskey and Canadians and all the most other countries eliminate the E from the word whiskey. But you want, for this one, Irish whiskey. American whiskey, most of it's bourbon or rye. Different flavor. I think you want the Irish whiskey is very good. Plus, you can, you know, if you have some, you can always use it in your Irish coffee at the end of the meal. So get a couple of uses out of it. And that's really it. And I did what we call an emerald rice. It's not to the Emerald Isle, meaning green. And you see recipes for it where you just take a regular rice peel off and chop some broccoli or spinach and kind of mix it in. And that's okay. And you see casseroles, I'll add some cheese. I don't think we love to add cheese to everything. What I did was I took a couple of outside dark green leaves of romaine and a little bit of arugula and a couple of scallions, white and green part. And I pureed them in the food processor with some of the liquid that I was going to cook the rice with. So say with this, I threw in, you know, a cup or 2 cups of water. Not too much to, you don't want to overdo it in the food processor, but enough to where you could stir up and grind up the greens. And the longer, of course, you process it, the finer it gets. But you've got this nice green liquid. And when you do your rice peel-off, you've already got your scallion in there. So really, you just need to sauté the rice in a little oil or butter and add the green liquid plus the rest of the liquid you need. Remember, about a 2-to-1 ratio for rice. Bring it to a simmer, stir it, make sure that all that green liquid is mixed in with the rice. and just cover it. You know, you've got your 15 minutes, turn it off, let it sit 5 minutes and fluff it, and you've got a little bit of flavor in there. You could use spinach if you want instead of romaine. Make sure you salt your rice at the beginning also. It's hard to season rice after it's cooked. And it's a nice touch. You've got your nice, the pale pink color of the of your sauce, or orange from the paprika, and the nice green rice. And simply, it is packed a bouillon cup with it, and over it turned it over, so a nice dome of rice, and then put the seafood around it. So, Dublin Lawyer. Nice thought for seafood on St. Patrick's Day. The other option, of course, salmon. Good Irish or Scottish, whatever your choice is. But good salmon, Atlantic salmon, could be baked or broiled or even poached if you like. But serve that with a creamed cabbage. And for that cabbage, we use the Napa cabbage. A little bit finer flavor, cooks up quicker. And we simply shred that, and I always like a little bit of shredded carrots in that. Start with a shallot or finely minced onion, and you'll saute this cabbage and carrot. Add a little bit of salt, pepper, and actually you can just use a little water. You don't have to use any broth, just to get it wilted, and let that water evaporate, and then simply add some cream and let it reduce a little bit. Very nice base for a poached or broiled salmon fillet. You've got your little cabbage in there. You can still serve rice or a potato with that, but it's kind of the vegetable kind of becomes the sauce for the salmon. And, you know, quite possibly you could even combine that if you have your, if you like Irish whiskey, make the Napa cabbage with a little Irish whiskey cream, kind of combine the two. That might be fun to play with. So Dublin Lawyer and or nice salmon. Little alternative dinner for St. Patrick's Day. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll continue on with some other traditional dishes. We do the full menu of them at Jake's on St. Patrick's Day. We've always have. We just do all the nice traditional items there. Everybody kind of gets there as their favorite. So we'll be back at the table in a couple of minutes.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, HuntingChamberRadio.com, St. Patrick's Day. So, what else is left? Oh, the Irish stew and the beef and Guinness. That kind of rounds things out. That's kind of difficult. Maybe that may make sense to go to a restaurant and try everything, right? And kind of have it family style. I know we offer the Irish stew a full dinner portion or half or even a cup. A lot of people, they want to have a little taste of that. It's kind of like a soup course. They'll have the Irish stew. And we make it traditional classic. The only, I guess the difference of opinion comes to you, brown it or not brown it. To me, a Navarin and a brown lamb stew is more of the French style. I like to boil it. And when I have my lamb meat, of course, the lamb stew, you could, the best is if you can get a mixture of the chuck and the leg, so you have a little bit of lean in there. I think that's usually what happens. All leg meat would be too lean, so try to get a mix of the two cubes for the lamb. And I have my vegetables, I like to put a little bit of everything. I of course, like potatoes in there, carrots. I'll use some turnips and whole onions, pearl onions, or if you want to take the time to peel some boiling onions, they're always good. And, of course, finish it with some peas, something for a little green color in there. And when I'm boiling the stew, what I'll do is I'll have my water, the amount that I think I'm going to need, and I bring that to a boil first. And then put the meat in there and bring it right to a boil quickly. Now, it's kind of like, I guess, the same idea as searing something. You're not really sealing juices in when you sear, you caramelize. But I think when you start with the hot water, it will keep more of the flavor inside the meat. If you start with cold water, like when you make a stock, you start with cold water because you want to extract things, you want to extract out of the bones. To me, I always start with the hot water and put the meat in, let it come right back to a simmer. And it keeps it from getting so, you know, cloudy, some of the proteins. Whatever reason, it just works better for me. Not quite sure of the whole science behind it, but I do. I've tried it both ways. And one way you'll get a, you know, more tasty broth, but I think this keeps the flavor in the meat. So the Irish stew, and I like making it because you can kind of check it along the way. You've got to let it simmer for about an hour or so, and then you start checking. I like it spoon tender, so take a piece out and see how easily or uneasily it cuts with a spoon. And you've got to time it depending on the size of your vegetable cuts. Now, you want your vegetable cuts to be uniform, whether you do them small, medium, or large. Cut them all the same size so they cook in about the same amount of, cook them about the same rate. Carrots might take a little bit longer than potatoes, but if you have your vegetables diced, and the ratio, if I had to say, probably you want, you know, 50% meat at least, and then 50% vegetables. So divide up, you know, if you've got 2 pounds of lamb stew, divide up the rest between your potato, carrot, turnip, a little bit of peas. As I say, I like to put the pearl onions in towards the end. Peas would go in last because they don't take long to cook. But you like with the Irish stew, you want the potatoes. That'll help thicken it. I don't really. You can use a little bit of flour if you want, but if you have a good starchy potato in there, that, you know, probably, you know, you don't need to make it too thick. The thing at the end, if you'd like to, I would just use a little slurry paste with flour and water. Make it so it's nice and smooth. The best way is to do it in a shaker. Dissolve the flour so you don't have any lumps. And just drizzle a little bit in there, just if you want to tighten it up a little bit. But otherwise, you know, you shouldn't really need it. So we have the boiled Irish stew. Let's say, if you're... I mean, flavor that. I love lamb, so the flavor of that with all the vegetables, very good dish. The beef and Guinness, and we'll run that periodically even throughout the year, especially in the wintertime. We did it, you know, a couple of times this last winter. I use the chuck flap meat, FLAP, or you could use blade meat. What I like to do is get the chunks of meat and cut up my own cubes. If you get stew beef, you've seen it. Sometimes there's, you know, real fatty pieces. It's different sizes. If you really have the time and you want to, or take the time and have a good sharp knife, better to buy a piece. And I would use chuck for this. I would not use anything from the round. But get a get a good piece of chuck, and then you can dice the meat the size you want. Now, beef and Guinness, they do a fairly large size cut. But also, if there's, you know, you can trim it, any excess fat. You want a little bit in there. Of course, in the meat, there's some that's going to give you the flavor, but you don't want a chunk of stew meat that's 50% fat, you know, just biting into that. So if you have the time and the skill, cut your own stew meat. Now, this one we do brown.